To everyone listening around the world, pour yourself a glass of Ramona Pino because it's turtle time.
Yes.
Yes, I'm so excited, guys. We are here once again for your weekly Bravo Fix. My co-host, Sada, what up?
I'm pouring myself a glass of wine, Bryce. Are you drinking?
I am. I'm actually specifically drinking Bethany's Margarita.
Wow, you're so festive right now.
I am. I'm so festive, and it's reminding me a year ago at this time, I was in Mexico, so I am feeling it right now.
Nice.
I am. Oh, you know what? Real quick, I want to get the recaps out of the way first.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to dive into Vanderpump Rules, the latest episode.
Okay. So, honestly, the only thing I remember about the episode was Kevin Lee talking to Katie.
About Katie. Oh my god, that's honestly like the only thing I really want to know. How, like, I like kind of felt bad for her.
And I honestly like loved him. Like, I really do love Kevin Lee. Like, I've seen him on the show like a couple of times and I kind of know who he is, and he's a sassy fucking bitch.
It's but, Beverly like, Hills, darling. But, like, she.
Clearly he does not watch Pump Rules to see how much no. Katie was traumatized by being called like fat or not having a summer body or whatever. Like,
I know. I felt like, honestly, it gave me like this whole new respect for Katie that I never had before, because I just fell for her in that moment. I was like, oh.
And she went out to lunch with Lala, so I'm like, Katie,
like, there's like a new Katie this season.
No, I'm really loving her, and I fucking hated her this whole time.
I know. I'm really loving her, and their marriage seems more like on track.
Yeah, he's kind of getting his head out of his ass, I feel like, shorts
right. Which is really good, but I mean, I like so feel bad. Like, I can't believe. I wish they would have shown him say that on camera, because they didn't, right?
No. I know. I wish they would have caught that.
Like, I would have lived
to
for that.
Face.
right.
See it.
Right, and then like Lisa looked like she actually felt like really bad for her. Which
right. She's like, God damn it, Kevin! Like, you could just tell she was like, fuck.
But like, she's. I feel like Kevin is like one of her like allies in Beverly Hills, so she would never go against him. Like,
I know. She was just like, ugh.
It's so weird that he's still around, because he was the one who planned Pandora's wedding.
Yeah, he's been in the business for a minute. He's been here a long time.
Like, Beverly Hills fans, like, he's just always around. Like, and and who is he to talk about how people look? Like, okay.
I know. Like, get another fucking shot in your face, Kevin. Like, oh, but.
Right.
They're so catty like that, I guess.
No, they really are. Like, that town scares me. Like, one day I want to live in that town, and that town terrifies me.
No, I know. I want to live in West Hollywood and be a witch of West Hollywood with, like, Katie and Stassi, but, like, I could not live in California, I don't think.
No, like, and, like, I've lost 32 pounds, but, like, I need to lose, like, at least, like, 100 more before I go to Beverly Hills. Before I go to Hollywood.
You and me both. If they think Katie's fat right now, like, I don't even want to show my face in California.
Same. No, I felt bad for it. And, like, one thing I did want to talk about was, real quick, about that, was, what do you think about everybody still saying that, like, Stassi's racist and a bigot and stuff?
Okay. I don't think she's racist. But, like, we all know she's ignorant as fuck in every way, shape, or form. God, I love you, Stassi, but, like, you play that card. She does play that card.
Right. No, I can 100%
and, like,
agree.
I can see it totally behind closed doors. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, for what she showed me, no, I don't know. So I'm going to believe her. You
like,
know what
you
I
think,
mean?
Like, the real her at her core could actually be the things that they're calling her?
Potentially.
Wow.
She's never done it, but she's done some pretty ignorant things and mean things. Like, she's mean. Like, she's a mean girl.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah. One thing.
She's a good person, too. But I don't know. She's kind
of. Yeah. Good. I mean, none of them are really that great of people.
Right. They're all fucked up. So.
They really are. Jax. He was so late to that party.
I know. He's like, whoa. Then he chipped his tooth in the interview. He's like, I don't see why I'm doing anything different than my other friends. And. It's just like, because you're just an asshole on top of it, Jax. Like, your other friends kind of are cute and can pull it off, but, like, you're just an asshole and you cannot be late at the same time.
Right, you can't do both. No, I was not at all feeling for him. I didn't feel bad for him at all. Like,
yeah,
Lisa,
me either.
And Lisa was, like, coming for him, and I was like, wow.
She was, like, personally offended. I could, like, tell. Like, she literally was, like, shaking, I feel like, yelling at him, like, mad.
Yeah,
not even, like,
yeah.
Bitchy Lisa yelling, like, yeah. Like, scary, sad, mad Lisa. Like, I don't even know.
No, you're totally right. Like, she was just, which honestly brings me to my next thing, is I want to talk about Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And cool. Elisa was, like, really upset at the lunch dinner thing with Dorit and Kyle.
So dramatic right now. That was so dramatic.
Oh my God. I was, like, actually on her side.
Well, like, she was kind of chiming in for Dorit. And then when Kyle chimed in, like,
I agree with that. Yeah.
One word, freaking Dorit, like, was like, what are you, the mouthpiece or whatever the fuck she said, but I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it was about Lisa, like her news of Ken dropping the whatever, right. I think. But you know, Kyle is a drama queen too. Kyle cries and cries.
I did not like Kyle in this episode. And cries, I think Kyle, yeah.
And cries.
She does and cries. I like did not feel bad. Kyle in this episode, like I actually like hated her in this episode because I like think she's looking for drama with Lisa that's not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't think Lisa, I honestly don't think Lisa's main issue is the fact that Kyle and Dorit are friends. I think that's stupid.
Oh my God, no.
Because I think Lisa and Dorit are closer.
Like, Kyle kind of does always make it about her, too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Kyle's really paranoid about that friendship.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird. She's like the underdog in that relationship. Like, Lisa kind of walks all over her and doesn't really care.
Well, yeah, because Kyle she's like a begs puddle for her. On the floor.
Yeah, Kyle begs for her.
I know it's like
so a Vanderpump pathetic. Dog.
That is an incredible plug. I love that.
Thanks.
No, I agree. But I think I will say like I'm somebody who does get annoyed. Like if I have something really important to share, or like I'm really upset about something, like and somebody immediately dismisses me the way they kind of dismissed her thing. They're like, right. Oh yeah, but I no, would that's, also get like super upset.
That's me with all my friends. I'm so used to it. Honestly, like mm-hmm. I don't even talk about me anymore.
Right. Like, that literally happened to me today. Like,
I don't even bother.
I'm so excited, obviously, about this yellow reveal.
Bryce. And, oh, my God. I'm going nuts. I'm going nuts. Anyway, sorry.
Right. No, I'm so excited about this yellow reveal. And, like, too. People, like, in my family were, like, posting, like, their own exciting news today. Like, people in my immediate family. And I was like, can you not? Like, this is my one day.
Today is the yellow reveal, you guys.
Right. And I'm putting so much, like, effort into this to make people excited. And I thought it was so annoying that everybody wants to share their big news today. I'm like, can you wait one day? Or at least so wait funny. Until after 9 p.m. Like, you have, Bryce. Like, a couple hours to wait. I'm honestly, like, so, like, petty about this. And I don't care. Like, I'm upset.
I'm so with you.
This week I was crowned, though, the Shade King by you. And I'm so, like, living for that.
No, I love it. Like, you are the Shade King.
Like, I literally posted a picture of Jessica, like, on top.
No, I know. And, like, me and Ethan have been, like, messaging each other back and forth. We're like, what is yellow? What is this? What's going on? What do you think it's going to be? And then I sent Ethan the picture of your Twitter. And I'm like, Bryce is the fucking man. And he's like, no way. I just saw the other ex-girlfriend, too. I'm like, what? I didn't see that picture yet. So I'm Kennedy.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
My God, that's so funny. No, I honestly, like, oh, I can't say exactly why I posted any of those, but yeah.
No, keep going, go.
No, but, like, I'm definitely doing my job of capturing everyone's attention. Like, no, people are so emotionally invested.
It's such a Kanye move. Like, you're doing some, like, Kanye-level, like, mind-fucking right now with everyone.
Right, and
so cool.
I could be trolling everyone. Like, there could be nothing that is happens at 9 p.m.
You never know.
Like, well, could you imagine if there's just nothing that happened?
Bryce, personally, I'd be offended. I'm so invested in this yellow.
So is every. Like, I haven't even told, like, my own parents. Like, no one knows. Actually, I think there's one person on the planet who knows other than me, but I can't say who it is. But they know, and, like, they are, like, they think, like, this is. I can't even say what it is, like, at all. I can't even talk about it anymore. Okay. But, guys, after this show, immediately following the show, is the reveal. So go check it out.
I know, I'm so pumped.
I want to talk, was there anything else, Beverly Hills? I'm trying to, not really, it was all, like, about the Lisa crap.
Yeah, Lisa stealing the show.
And it looks like, again, Erica's vagina is going to be a big player this season.
I think I missed that.
It's something, like, all, like, the next week, it's about, like, her, like, bleeding on Teddy's sheets.
Wait, what?
And there's, like, this whole drama that starts because Dorit tells everybody about it.
Oh my God, Dorit is gonna get her ass handed to her. I cannot wait to see this. Honestly, I missed that.
Yeah, and like, well, Dorit tells Erica that like everyone's talking about it, and then Camille like goes for Dorit, and I'm really excited. Good. I'm excited. I don't like Dorit. I think she's so phony. And did you see that on Watch What Happens Live? They asked like who's totally different off camera than they are on camera, and they like Camille was in the crowd, and she was like Dorit. And it was great. And Kyle wouldn't answer because she's annoying and like wants everybody to be her friend.
Oh, Bethany. Was that the one with Bethany? Yeah.
Yes. And Bethany was like Luann.
I know. I love both of them together, honestly. They're like the perfect little like people to be on Watch What Happens Live.
They really are. I think the Watch What Happens Live is better when it's like a Bravo celebrity.
Oh my God, for sure. And like, when the doorbell rings and it's like Erica Jane, I'm living for that every time.
Right, right.
Or like someone fucking awesome.
I do. I like anyone awesome. I'm trying to think of anything. Oh, I want to talk about Atlanta because you said you're caught up.
No, I've been watching it all day. But what? Like,
go ahead with me.
No.
Okay. So good. what do you think about the Will drama?
Oh my God. like about okay, I'm like at the part where he was going to Brazil. I'm there right now.
Oh my God. Do you want me to like fill you in or no?
Yes.
You want me to just tell you what happens?
Yes, what happens?
Okay, so they introduce a new girl to the group, Eva.
Oh, wait, they're at the party. They're at the party.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Have you seen what happens?
No, but I saw like gist of it.
Okay, they're at the party. Like Nini brings this new girl, Eva, into the group who like knows some of the other people. But apparently, her boyfriend is running for mayor, and they were at like this bar. And Will was there, like, a couple months ago with this girl who he introduced as his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
So, when he sees Eva at Candy's party, he, like, goes up to her. And he's like, hi, nice to see you, whatever. And then he hurries up and goes away. And then it gets back to Cynthia about this whole thing with the girlfriend and the party, whatever. So, then Cynthia's like, okay, like, I really like you and I want to date you, but I'm not going to date you if you have a girlfriend. And then Eva walks up, the new girl, and she's like, wow, this is quite messy. And then he, like, flips out and, like, changes his story, like, 8 times. And it looks really bad. Like, he's definitely lying.
Is he gone?
Yeah, I think he's lying. Good. Well, I mean, it ended – I think they're still together, though. But it ended with him being very upset. And Cynthia's, like – Cynthia can't handle – she got her shoes off. Like, she's all upset. And, like, I don't know. Like, I think I'm pumped. But, like, I feel bad for Cynthia. But, like, everyone told her that he's an opportunist. Let's just point out, like, usually when they say that somebody's an opportunist, like, Brooks.
Even
like,
the psychic did.
Right. Even the psychic did. Oh, yeah. That psychic was, like, full of shade.
Yo, Kim went nuts.
Kim was, like –
Kim was out of control. Like, I'm sorry. She's a cunt.
I know.
She's a bitch.
I know. Kim was, like, my favorite part was she's like, I'm actually from a higher power.
No, yeah. I love that part. And then what the fuck? Oh, I lost my train of thought. But oh yeah, no, the psychic was like, are you gonna allow me to cleanse you? And Kim was like, no. And the psychic just gets off like real mad. I'm just like, Kim, get the fuck out then.
It was so annoying.
Shit about this poor girl this whole time.
I know, it was so annoying.
But the girl was giving it right back. I was loving it. She was fucking feeding. She's like, shut up, you Dixie cup.
No. Kept calling her Dixie cup. It was so funny.
I know. Oh, I thought that was a white thing at first because I didn't see she was holding a cup. I'm like, wow, she really called her like a white Dixie cup. Like,
oh my God, that's so funny.
But it could go both ways. It could go both ways.
No, it could. But that's. I wonder how Kim feels about like always being the only white girl.
Dude, she is not white. Like, she has earned her stripes.
right. No, like, that whole thing was weird. It was weird that she, like, wouldn't give up her phone. Like, she was so annoying about it. Like, just do it.
Right.
What about Kenya's, like, freak out at the dinner place?
She's like, flipped the camera off. She's like, no, I thought it was so funny because she acts, like, so proper and shit. But as soon as she was in the bathroom with the door closed, she was like, fuck them bitches. Those bitches are dumb. I know. She's like flipping off the cameras, ripping off her mic. I'm like, oh my God, Kenya, like, you're still being recorded.
I know, it's so funny. Like, she's literally in there with the producer. Like, that's so awkward.
No, it was funny. She's like, I can't be acting like this. I'm a wife.
Is she? No, I'm just kidding.
Grace, you shade.
Is she a wife? Like, come on. No.
Who knows?
So, like, she really was mean, though, to, like, Shamia at the, like, place.
Yeah, she was like, gotta go, bye, I'm helping.
And then when she got there, she was, like, rude to her there, too. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And I do think it's crappy that, like, Cynthia didn't go to Portia's event.
Right. Like, that, I don't know. It's,
and Portia was like, Portia's meltdown was stupid, too, about
Portia's
the food.
Like, what about the sisterhood? Oh, my God. I thought that was so cute, though. Like,
her meltdown?
She was crying, yeah, about wanting to help people. I'm like, oh, poor Portia.
Well, she has to help a lot of people, like, after what she's done on that show.
I know. I can't wait to talk about her in a minute, honestly.
Oh my God, she's same. trying to think of I think it's weird that Sheree's like boyfriend is like in prison.
Oh my God.
And he like implied that he slept with Nini.
Right. Their Nadine was like trying to like
trying to get with him, and I was like, yeah. I don't think that that's true, but like, okay, right. I think that's so manufactured, but
reaching. They're reaching.
Right. Candy. She's never gonna forgive Portia, so Portia should stop.
Like, Candy is just so funny. Like whenever someone like tries to like pour their heart out to Candy, right? And Candy just like looks to the side. She's like, okay.
I know. I love her so much.
Like she doesn't give a fuck. Like
no, she really doesn't. I really like her. Yeah, no, she's amazing. And I'm trying to think, did we cover all of that? Well, yeah, that's good enough.
Okay,
that's good enough. Okay, let's play some games.
Okay, I'm so excited.
All right, you do it first. Like, make this happen.
Okay, so I have a little marry, fuck, and kill game, right?
All
right. And I've got three rounds for you. And one is the house husband.
Okay.
But, like, there's some good ones in there. So I'm going to do the first one.
It's not going to be, like, PK, right?
No. They're all hot. They're all the ones that I would.
Or, like, okay. Or like John, like, Dorinda's husband, boyfriend.
Oh, no, God, no.
Because he looks like a thumb.
He looks, oh, God, awful. Okay. Right. Okay, so Mary fucking kill Bryce. Mm-hmm. Ramona Singer. Oh. Shannon Bedore.
Oh, my God.
And Phaedra from Atlanta.
Okay.
Ramona, okay. Shannon, Phaedra.
Okay. 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 So none of them have been like good for like marrying any of them. Like all of their marriages ended in divorce. it's so funny. Their husbands were terrible. No, I think I would. I have to kill Ramona because I can't even be in the same room with her.
Same.
You know, I think Phaedra can probably do some freaky things in bed.
Yeah, Shannon looks like she'd lay on her back.
Yeah, she does. Yes. She like the
just painted, straight missionary.
Like the like the painted trout fish she is. no. No, so I would have to marry Shannon, unfortunately. This is not my plate.
Okay, no. Ready? We got another good lineup coming.
Okay, I'm so pumped.
Luann.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay.
I did the stuck up group.
I would marry Lisa because she's so rich and she's like 92, so she's gonna die soon, so I get that money.
Oh my god.
Luann, I would kill because I've seen Camille dance at the clubs and I'm pretty sure it would be good.
That is exactly why I put Camille on there.
Yes. Okay. Okay,
and then I got the Real House Husband.
Okay.
Joe Gorga. Mauricio.
Okay.
Or Harry Hamlin.
I love that it's Harry Hamlin. I love that you didn't say Harry Hamlin.
I had to.
This isn't honestly that far-fetched for Harry Hamlin. Did you see him in Shameless? Have you seen Shameless?
No, I did not.
Oh, because he's like, he hooks up with one of the people in Shameless.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so you said Shameless. Okay, whatever.
George Gorga, Mauricio, and Mauricio and Harry Hamlin.
Okay. I don't want anything to do with Jersey, so I'm going to kill Joe Gorga.
Really?
Yeah, and then I'm going to...
Joe Gorga.
Really?
Yes, because he has a huge dick, and he always talks about it.
Oh, yeah, he's like Tarzan and like all the other stuff he says. Yeah, that's true. Yep. And Melissa, poor Melissa, she's so small. But anyway...
I know. I always... Okay, yeah.
No, I know. Like, I'm always like, aw. Like, on display. No, No. Sarah and Beezer. Get it? No, okay, so I would have to say Mary. I totally forgot. Okay, Mary Harry Hamlin, I guess.
Why? Mary Mauricio.
Oh, that's right.
He has so much money.
Who has more money? Okay, then, okay, Mary Mauricio, and then I think that Harry's probably learned a lot of stuff from Lisa Rinna's book, so I mean, I guess, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, okay. I want to do a shag, marry, kill for you. Okay, because I have one. I have a couple here. I got one here. It's Vanderpump Rules guys, and then we're gonna do Vanderpump Rules girls. All right, so we have Jax, James, and Schwartz. Hello.
Who was the first one?
Hello, I'm here.
Jax or
no, it's Torch? Okay. It's Jax. Oh, and James. And James.
Yeah, sorry. My Wi-Fi is being a bitch. Jax or Schwartz? Okay, I'd kill James.
You see the other way that sounds?
Actually, no, wait.
Wait a minute. Because your Wi-Fi is going out? Because your Wi-Fi is going out, it was like, kill James.
And then I would fuck Schwartz. No. I would marry Schwartz and then kill James.
Yeah, I hate James. James sucks. Hello?
Did you hear me at all?
I did. Can you hear me? Okay, you were like, James. I was like...
I would kill James. No, I don't even know. I'm like done my glass of wine. I would kill Jax, number one. Mary Schwartz. And fuck.
Okay, so I was like, what is she doing like with anything with Jax? Okay, and next we have Stassi, Lala, and Kristen. Okay.
Kill Kristen.
Obviously.
Probably marry Stassi because I feel like we're soulmates, and then fuck Lala because
Lala is. I was just looking at her Instagram today.
She's so gorgeous, dude. Like she's so.
And gorgeous. We're gonna do a New York housewives and house husbands real quick for you. Okay, you ready? We have for the housewives. Yeah. It is Sonia, Bethany, and Dorinda.
Marry Bethany
because she's right.
Being loaded. Kill Sonia because she'd probably annoy me, even though I really like Sonia. And then fuck the
Dorinda.
Dorinda. Yeah, Dorinda.
She was okay. Wild. So house husbands from New York. So you have Tom, like Luann's Tom. You have Dorinda's boyfriend John.
Oh my god, right.
And then I know. And then you have did you watch the early seasons of the show? Simon.
Yeah, who do you got? Oh god. I would kill the first one. I fucking forgot even who it was.
It was memory Tom. Of the
goldfish. Tom. I would kill Tom. I hate Tom. I knew I would hate him though. I would probably not. I'd probably marry Simon and then fuck John. Honestly, because like if Dorinda's with him, like
I mean, you chose him so like you could easily have a threesome with them. All right,
exactly.
Yeah, Hit me up, right. I'm gonna real quick play this or that with you, and it's housewife and pump rules. Okay, this or that, Atlanta or Jersey. Okay.
Jersey.
New York or Pump Rules? Okay. Pump Orange Rules. County or Beverly Hills? Okay.
Beverly Hills.
Okay. And then, okay. So what do you have for a game?
Okay. So I have okay, never
let's
have
do,
I
let's
ever.
Do this.
And we'll both just say if we've never done it. So, never have I ever fought somebody at a public event. Like, many
like physically or like verbally? Okay.
Both.
I have done it verbally because I host different charity events and I have had major like issues go down.
I know. I was thinking like
no, Bryce I probably have. Probably like my has. Drag queen uncle like did some shady stuff last year. He would like listen, my drag queen uncle like was like a scheduled performer and then he ended up like accusing like one of the main guests that had autism of like making fun of him, and then he was gonna publicly out this guy as being gay like, at the party. And it was like this whole like drama disaster that I had to like fight.
That's some like gossip girl shit.
That's literally my life. That's like a day amazing. In the life.
I have never fought someone at a public event, but I've fought them in the private.
Brad is beat down.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, never have I ever, like, faked an illness for pity, like Brooke.
Oh my god, I told Yolanda.
I'm sorry,
no, I totally have. Well, Sorry. Do you mean like Munchausen. Fake, like I was always fake, or like fake, like I let it go on longer than it needed to?
No, like, oh, I have this disease. Please feel bad for me. Not like, oh, I'm sick.
Well, no, like I took a month off of work because I had an injured toe. And like,
right, take a drink.
Like I had my toe, like toenail removed, and like I took a month off of work. I took a month off of work following that. I was like, I'm not.
Oh,
I was like, I'm not emotionally ready to go out yet. No, but no, I've never like just. I've never been like I have leukemia. Like I never just like fake that. Have you?
Good. That's good.
Okay.
No, never. I've like called into work and just over dumb reasons, but I've never like.
Yes.
All right. Ready? Never have I ever pulled the Daniel Staub and had sex in a public bathroom.
I haven't. Have you? How do you not know? Like, how do you not know?
Like, I gotta dig deep.
Did you say they went deep?
I have not.
Oh.
No, I've got to dig deep for that memory. But... No. All right, okay. My last one, Bryce. Never have I ever dated for money or had a sugar daddy.
I mean, Kennedy had a lot of money, but that's not why we dated. No.
I have, 100%.
I can't say this on camera, but there's no camera. But I actually tell you after the show something about the sugar mama thing. But I'm, okay, nice. Yes, I have. Okay,
that's all right.
I have a couple for you. Never have I ever done crystal meth in the bathroom all night long. Have you?
I'm just kidding. No, I've never done
crystal meth. I don't know,
I've never. I've done some other drugs. Done some other drugs in a bathroom, it's but not crystal meth.
Oh my god. Okay.
Maybe like a Dorito style.
I love that. You should start calling them Doritos. Start calling that Doritos. Like when people do that, like just say like, "Do you have any Doritos?"
I need a quick Dorito.
Right. Did you see that Chrissy Teigen? They asked her about the pasta thing. She was on Watch Happens Live, and they were like, somebody called in and were like, "Do you think that it was really about pasta or about? Do you think it was about a drug?" And she was like, "It's a drug, absolutely." She's like, "Is that yeah?"
Really? Yeah. I didn't see that.
And then she talked about how her husband was like involved in one of the major Atlanta dramas because of the John Legend tickets.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Brielle.
Yeah, and like her and Kim are friends, Chrissy and Kim. So it was like awkward.
Like honestly though, like here's the thing about Kim. I don't know if like any of the celebrities are like really BFFs with her, but like she's constantly commenting on like everybody, like she's commenting on Black China.
She's like, she's really close with Khloe Kardashian. Like, yeah.
Really? But I feel like she's kind of that like annoying friend that just like invites themselves everywhere, and everyone's like, okay, yeah, you can come.
No, you're totally no. I don't know. You're totally like right because like Kim is trash.
I mean Kim Zolciak. Oh okay,
no, I love Kim Kardashian. She's on my vision board.
Do not.
No, she's I've learned queen. A lot from her. She's on.
Yeah, but Kim is trapped.
Yeah, for sure, trapped. What do you think of Kylie's baby's name?
Okay, so I was totally going along with the whole Posey theory. Like that kind of made sense to me, but then I like Stormy, even though that's like just what was in the news with Trump's porn star. And
oh my god, that's right,
Stormy. Whatever was her name. So that's all I can think about when I see Stormy. I'm like, great. Like, is that where like, she got the inspiration?
Like, but, like I did I the whole, like, weather forecast. Like, stormy and rain in the north of Chicago. Like, I'm, like, so in.
Oh, my God. If I see that joke one more time on Twitter, I'm going to literally shoot myself. People had that joke out within, like, 2 minutes.
Right.
I'm, like, how did
it happen? I liked it the very first time, and then it was, like, everywhere.
Their names are really weird, though.
They are. Like, Dream. Chicago. I think Chicago.
Like, Courtney's the only one with fucking, like, normal names was the first two kids, and she kind of let it go rain, but like Penelope and Mason are
right. Kudos by the way to the entire family for being diverse and culturally like acceptable, and like the entire family's dating or married to a Black man.
No, I love it. And I'm loving all the memes, too, of, like, that one old episode where Kris Jenner was, like, dancing in the living room with a bunch of, like, black rappers. And it's, like, Kris Jenner with her grandkids in 20 years. And I'm, like, yes, I love the internet. I love the internet. No, but they're a cool.
No, they are awesome. They are everything, and that's why they're on my vision board. I made this document about, like, things I've learned from people that inspire me. And I learned a lot from Kim. But, okay, She's
a business.
No, she's incredible. Okay. I think everything about her is amazing. Their marketing is amazing. Actually,
their marketing.
It's funny because I have I have Kim, Kanye, and Taylor Swift all on my vision board, and I feel like it feels uncomfortable, but it's okay.
That's awesome. You're such a Kanye.
Yes, I love Kanye. Kanye is my favorite thing. I want that shirt that says like Kanye's attitude with Drake feelings.
Oh my god, I love that.
Okay, I want to dive into these top three reunion funny moments and top three reunion moments. Let's start with the funny. What do you have at like number three for your funny moments?
Okay, let me see here.
Okay.
Okay, for my number three, I actually have like.
Okay,
four.
That's fine.
So when the bird flew into the New York City reunion and everyone was like going nuts for a minute, I thought that was
hilarious.
The one probably number three for me now would be when do you remember when Apollo called out Kenya at the reunion and he was like, "You've been texting me all this shit," and like made Kenya look like the shittiest bitch alive,
which she kind of is.
Pedro was like blindsided.
That was amazing. Okay, I want to give you my number three real quick. And that is Ramona calling at the Jersey reunion that we just had. Like, I thought that was so funny. Like,
that's iconic.
It is. It's iconic because, like, no, you could tell, like, Melissa doesn't really like her. So it was, like, even more hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Ramona could ruin literally anything.
Okay.
What do you have at number two?
Can you hear me, Grace?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
My like shit.
I was just like, yes.
So my number two would be when Ramona fell asleep.
Oh my god!
Since we're on Ramona right now, I had that on there, and then probably like my first funniest thing was when it was on the most recent one of the OC when Megan was like. Kind of like questioning Lydia about her Christianity. She's like, "Really? Like, are you gonna like let Jesus?"
Oh my God!
Like,
yes.
Whatever she said. Do you remember?
Yes.
Do you know what
it
I'm
was
talking
like the
about?
Only thing that Megan had like, even done all year that like was good.
No, it was so shady. And like Megan's like, "Are you gonna like basically if Jesus jumps off a bridge, are you gonna jump off a bridge?" Was what Megan was trying to say. I can't remember the exact context.
And I was not expecting Megan to just go for Lydia at that reunion. It was so weird.
Megan's all hormonal
Okay, I want to give you my top two funny. Okay, the bunny being returned. I know everybody was crying, but that was hilarious. Like the fact that Kim.
That was on my.
I love that.
That's on
your
other
series. I was like torn on where to put it, but I'm just gonna like. I thought that it was like funny. Like Lisa ran with like her singular tear on one side, like which is so amazing.
No, that's an iconic, like, gif now. An iconic meme is that single tear rolling down Lisa Rinna's pucker.
I know, it's all amazing. Like, was it puckered or is that just her lips?
Iconic.
Like...
Oh, yeah.
okay, number one for me for funny was when Teresa pushed Andy at the season two Jersey reunion.
Bryce, these are all mine, yeah.
Wait, is that yours for, like, you're serious or, like, for funny?
For they're all funny. They're all funny. They're all funny.
I'm so sick.
They're all funny.
No, I love.
No, she gets in Danielle's face.
Don't bring up my family.
Don't break up my family.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And then,
Andy's like, chill, Teresa. And then she literally like shoves him back in
and,
his chair.
In Danielle's defense, I watched Teresa the next like three seasons, and she did not need Danielle to break up her family.
I know.
I don't know. Okay, so what is your like serious ones?
Okay, so Teresa pushing Andy, the Kim giving the bunny, and then I got the Kenya and Portia.
Yes, that's my number one. Yes,
And literally, I just rewatched it tonight on YouTube, and I didn't even notice. Her boob. But, like, tit fell out yes, while they were fighting. No! I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, it did. It did.
And, like, the poor, like, sound guy or whatever got tackled, too, by Portia. Like, it was the hottest mess.
I know.
Like, Portia's little ghetto shined through.
I think that's amazing. Why, like Kenya's not allowed to have props anymore. Like, because, like... Like, because of that happening.
Yeah, why would they give her a megaphone? Or why would she, oh my God, like,
do you remember the fan? You know when she had the fan at the one her first reunion that she was at? She just kept, like, yes.
Kenya?
It was so annoying. Oh my gosh, she really does. It's so funny. Okay, so my number three for Sirius is the season reunion when they asked Kim if she had an alcohol problem and everyone was, like, so uncomfortably quiet. And yes. I was like, we all know you do. Like, come on.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was a train wreck.
It really was. My number two is the Phaedra bombshell from last season where it was like that she's the one who likes.
Oh, yeah. That, like,
which got her fired. Yeah.
She like insinuated that Candy like drugged and raped Portia.
Right. And that's like what. That crazy. Was insane. Like, the whole thing is, like, was weird. Like, I don't know what happened to Phaedra, but, like... I mean, I didn't really like her ever, but, like...
I was just watching, like, a top five, like, moments or whatever, and Phaedra popped up on a reunion, and I think it was the same one where Apollo and Kenya were texting, but anyway, Phaedra was talking to Kenya, and she's like, you know what, honey? You look for your sperm donors in a magazine, and you don't know if they're crackheads or molesters, and they're just out here doing it to buy a pizza, and you're out here trying to find a man. Like, she's like, how's that for red?
it's so iconic.
And it was, like, iconic.
It is. Iconic. I love that. No, I love that. I'm trying to think of, like, some of my other, like, favorite moments, just, like, while we're on it. Like, I mean, what are some of your favorite, like, we'll just go, like, kind of by city because we still have, like, a little bit of time. What do you think of, like, New York? Like, what are some of your iconic, like, reunion moments from New York?
Okay, when Kelly, do you remember that? I forget what season it was, but it was in Kelly.
Is when she was, like, I was systematically bullied. Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, she just goes on this, like, tangent. Yes. And, like, nobody, she's not making sense. And, like, everyone's just like, what the fuck? Like, what are you saying? And she, like, storms off. Honestly, she
looked. It was so Bethany's ridiculous. Last reunion before she like left the show. Yeah, no, she was. Yeah. Kelly was nuts. Like, she was like, I'm systematic bullying, blah 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 blah. And like we're friends on Snapchat. Like she actually added me back, and I like, she's so weirds me out. Like, I don't like her.
No, yeah, there's like something.
No, not at all. I'm trying to think of what. I really like the uncomfortable moment where they called out Dorinda for like doing like coke. I thought that was funny.
I know, and Dorinda's like, I do not, and everyone's like, all right,
Dorinda. I know, like, everyone turned, everyone in that moment, like, turned on her.
Change the subject. Right,
I really liked when they, I really liked when it was the blondes versus the brunettes, and then, like, Jill was like, not about the children, we don't go with the children. It was just like, Jill thought she was, like, this, like, mob boss, and it's, like, hilarious.
No, she's a fucking head case.
Yeah, I really liked that season, though, because, like, that's one where, like, she says, like, you came down here in your Herman Munster shoes, and blah, blah, blah. It was just funny. But,
I love, what was I trying to think? The one of Beverly Hills, it was, like, I fucking forget which season, but it was, like, when Kyle and Kim were fighting. Not the first seasons, but, like,
kind of. Oh, it was Brandy's last, last one that she was on.
And, like, Kyle was wearing red, and, like, she just got so worked up and was, like, screaming at her sister. She's like, you're mean! You're mean! And I'm like, oh, my God, girl. Like,
you know, like, Kyle says that a lot, like, you're mean. like it's, like, the biggest insult ever. Yeah. Like,
and Kyle's a
right. That was when, like, Kim's dog, really like, bit her daughter and, like, had to have surgery. It was, like, Kyle's daughter, like, had to have surgery because, like, Sophia, because Kim's dog bit. Yeah, that's why they were, like, fighting. That's like what led to that. Yeah. It's really interesting to me that, and, like,
Kim was being a dick about that.
Oh my God. Kim was like also like had relapsed at that point, like, but it wasn't like public yet.
Yeah.
So like she had like some issues. No, I actually do think that Brandy cared about her as a friend, though. I do. I think like the one thing that Brandy did, I think she actually did care about Kim. I don't know.
They had a weird friendship.
It was weird that, like, Kim thought, like, Brandy was her best friend, though. Like, because Brandy's best friend was clearly that girl that was, like, always around.
There's such, like, an age gap between the two girls. And it's, I know. Like, really, Kim? Like, you just want to feel young and dumb again.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of her talking about her. Well, she's not on the show this season, but I'm so tired of her talking about her career. Like, you had, like, some child actress movies, like, 45 years ago. Like, move on. like you were in like your Witch Mountain movie that you're in that's so amazing, like it's already been remade with The Rock, like, okay. Like, no one cares about you anymore, boo. No, and she's like, I love
my, oh my god,
babe. She's like, I love my fans, and like they brought her like that weird werewolf baby, and I was like, okay, Kim, like your fans are psychotic. I like that reunion. I like when they called out Yolanda for allegedly saying something about Lisa behind her back. And then Lisa didn't.
Oh, that she was like two-faced.
And then Lisa didn't believe it. And Kyle and Kim were like, what?
Yeah, Kim. Yeah, she was sitting right next to Kim.
I like that. I hate Kyle at reunions. I think she's so bad.
She really is.
Okay, so I want to OC, like anything that Tamara says, she's always yelling, like, Jesus jugs. That's iconic.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. I just watched
that. I love that you watched that. Oh, yeah, because it was on, like, the top, like, 10 realist reunion moments, right? Yeah, I was just watching that, too. Close your legs to Married Men from Atlanta is iconic.
I'm trying to think from OC. Oh. I love Kelly. I really do.
Kelly Dodd, yeah.
But I don't know.
I'm trying to think, like, OC is always about, like, it's always about, like, Vicky and Tamara.
I know.
It's like,
or that one reunion.
Yeah. And there was that brief period where Gretchen and Tamara were friends.
I honestly don't like Gretchen.
No, me either. I thought her return this past season was so like calculated and planned and like gross. Mm-hmm.
That was a setup.
It was really like I didn't like it at all. It was like icky. I really liked Peggy, and I'm sad that she's like leaving.
I love Peggy. Peggy was like so real.
She just said it and like just didn't even like act like it was like anything important that she said. Like she was just like, I don't know.
Girls would like throw shade. Like normal housewives would probably like brush it off and pretend not to hear. But Peggy was like, "What did you say?"
I know.
Like real calm, like and just throw like an eye roll and like say something really mean. But she says it in like such a calm manner. It's like, I don't even know if I should be offended right now. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right. And I actually didn't think that her cancer story was that hard to comprehend.
Right.
Because well, I think it like they were just took, I think I, she like, I don't know, but I think they were just making it into something.
They like, they thrive when someone is like, you know what I mean? Is sick.
Yeah.
Like, they just need to know if it's 100% true. They need to know.
They do.
And it's so sick.
It is. It's like so gross. I forgot. So those are like probably like my top favorites. And you said you didn't watch Versace, right?
No. So we're going to have to catch up next
week. Okay. It was like pretty good. I liked it. Trying to think.
Really?
Yeah. Did they
show Versace?
No.
Ugh.
He's in the next episode though.
Good.
No, this whole episode was about like the first murders.
Oh yeah, they try to get inside of his head.
Yeah, which Andrew is like Pinetti. Interesting. Did you know that when he died, he was like surrounded by like all the Narnia books?
Really?
Yeah, isn't that like really weird?
Didn't he die in a houseboat?
Yeah, he like, yeah, that's right. He killed himself. Yeah. I don't know.
He's nuts.
Yeah, he terrifies me. He terrifies me. But yeah, so like those are my like top I feel like reunion moments, and I think we like really broke down everything. We did it a lot faster tonight.
I know. We were on it tonight.
We really were. Like we like planned ahead of time, kind of.
Yeah, I know. I have like a whole like note sheet.
Yeah, me too. Is there anything
instead of just talking out of my ass?
Right, same. Is there anything we didn't cover that you wanted to cover?
I think we covered it most, like all of it.
We really did. And I'm loving the new logo that you provided.
I'm trying.
It's amazing. Like, it's amazing. And of course, guys, you guys can catch this podcast. You can catch it live. No, actually, you can't catch it live. That's a lie. You have to wait till we post it. But you can catch it on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unless they like call in.
That's how much I know.
People can call in though. I learned.
I have so many people that want to come on it, like Bravo fans.
Oh my god, really? Like just random Bravo fans?
Yeah. No, like my friends, a couple of my friends.
Oh, I'm so into that idea.
Right, I'm like, fuck
yeah. Yeah, should like hit me up with that, and I can like make sure like to add them on there so they can come on. Okay. Yeah, I'm totally in that. Okay, guys, so you can catch us on the Apple Podcast app. Just type in Bravo Breakdown in the search bar, and we come up with all of our episodes. You can get us on the Google, whatever the Google one is, because I don't know. I have an iPhone. And then you can get on Pocket Casts, and you can subscribe to us on there, which I think that one costs money. Like, people have to pay to, like, listen to us.
I know.
Which I, like...
And Bryce, guess what? 11 minutes.
Oh, my God, guys. 11 minutes until hashtag yellow reveal. Okay, guys, we have been teasing this for well over a week, guys, and it is all coming to a head tonight. What is yellow? Who is yellow? Maybe I don't know. Like, do we? Is it a person?
Ooh.
Is it a person? Is it a car? I mean, is it
a place?
Is it a place? It could very well be a place. It could be a lot of things. It could be a song. Like, you never know what yellow is, but you are gonna know in like 10 minutes, guys. So come check it out. It's gonna be on all my social medias. It's all gonna change to the reveal, and it's just going to be like a post, like, and that's all, like, that's all, and then you'll see, because more details will come in the coming. And it just so happens to be, guys, that today's yellow reveal falls on my ex-girlfriend Jessica's birthday.
Oh my god.
It's a three-part.
Why do you do this to me?
It's a three-part reveal, but you'll see after tonight. I'll explain everything, but the first part is taking place tonight on Jessica's birthday. And my favorite part is that Kennedy's birthday is next week.
Wow. You like whatever the hell month this is. What's
February?
The sign?
It's Aquarius. They're Aquarius.
Yeah, you like Aquarius?
Yeah, no? Apparently. They're supposed to be really compatible with Libras. Apparently not. I have to start learning to do a psychoval before I date someone. Jesus, no, but and it may or may not have been planned to do this reveal on Jessica's birthday. I will never tell. All right, guys, so tune in for the yellow reveal and check us out all the time, because we cover all of your favorite Bravo things. We break it down once again, guys.
Yes, we
Sada,
do.
What up?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, tune in.
See you next
share,
week.
Share. See you next week. We got you. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.